Welcome to Bridge the Gap with hosts Lucas McCurdy and Joshua Crisp, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. Powered by Markentum.
So welcome to today's podcast. We are here on Bridge the Gap, a podcast for senior living where we try to educate, inform, and influence in the senior living market space. We are at the NIC conference, which is like basically our Super Bowl. It's a super exciting time. We got here early. Josh, give us a lay of the land.
So this is a super exciting conference. We are in Dallas, Texas, the Big D.
This is where you were born.
This is my birthplace. That's why they had the conference here,
actually. I figured that. I wondered.
Yes. So we've actually got beautiful sunny skies. Yes. We came in last night. The conference is actually a lot more busy.
Yeah, a lot of energy.
Earlier. Yes. So it's very exciting. Sometimes the first day is a little bit slow with people coming in, but actually a lot of folks came in the night before. A lot of networking.
Yes.
A lot of who's who. You see everybody in the industry here, so I love Nick.
Yes. A lot of suits, a lot of ties. The McCurdys are sporting their jeans. That's the way we roll. But it is the spring.
They're fancy jeans.
They're fancy jeans today. I mean, they are ironed at least.
And cowboy boots.
I mean, that's...
We are in Texas.
You know. So so excited to be at the NIC conference. Excited about what we're doing here. We got a big lineup, talking to a lot of different people. And on this podcast for today, we have an interesting topic that I think that pretty much everybody here is interested in, is going to talk about at some point. If you're an investor, an owner, an operator, all the way down to if you're living in one of these communities, you care about the design. And so we picked none other than Melissa Banco of Banco Designs out of Atlanta, Georgia, to come and talk to us about all the ins and outs of design and to give her thoughts and aspects on what's trending, talking about scopes of work, how to use design to market and sell the community so that you bring people in and raise that occupancy. So, Melissa, give us a little bit of background on you.
So, hello. Thank you for having me. Yes. First of all, we're really excited to be here. And this is a sort of a unique conference for us to attend. You don't see a lot of designers or architects here. So It's really nice to be in a room with a lot of decision makers where we can make a big impact with them. So we're going straight to the source by being here.
Yeah.
So background on us is we are a full service interior design firm right outside Atlanta, which means that we are providing design services for our owners, our operators, our clients, but we're also providing full procurement. So we are really big on managing the whole entire process.
Good.
From start to finish for our owners and our operators.
So you've been involved in pretty much every aspect of that, which leads into pretty much our first line of questioning is that me as a general contractor, I get contacted frequently from some smaller REITs or people that are investing and building out their portfolios. And their conversation with me starts like, hey, contractor, give us a bid for this project. And my first question back is, do you have a design? Do you have a scope of work? Have you picked out anything? And when I hear crickets, I know that we have really lost a lot of time here.
Right.
Because they think that they're already to the bid point, but they haven't even started. And so I'm trying to educate the community of investors and operators to let's get the order right. And the first order is lining up with a designer or an architect or somebody to help get the documents correct, get a formal bid package that you can then send out to multiple contractors so that everybody's apples to apples on the same page. What, Melissa, what are you seeing? I mean, have you run across that too?
Absolutely. Yeah. But I get the call with, I would like to do a renovation to my building.
Yeah.
What's it going to cost? And I say, I'm a designer and I can specify that and I can draw
sure.
that and I can work with you on that and I can give you material pricing, mm-hmm. but I need for you to call someone who's going to install that and give you a holistic price.
Right.
So we get the same call, but you need me and I need you.
Yes.
And there is an order to that.
There
so
is.
That is first call us. Let us talk you through that scope. What are your end goals? Let us help you do some front and allowance studies of what some of those things are going to cost from a material standpoint.
Okay.
And then let's get the right person on board after that to install it and
yes.
make sure that we have accurate pricing to do that. So,
gotcha.
So we get that call too, but we need each other, right?
That's right. That's right. And I mean, there's one thing to say, let's set a budget. Let's look at this from a 30,000 foot view. But when it comes down to the nitty gritty, they're going to want line item pricing. And if you want line item pricing, you better have a detailed scope of work. And Josh, you, you know, as an operator and you've been involved on the development side, pretty much every aspect of any type of a project. I mean, how crucial is this order in getting it right?
It is critical.
Yeah.
So some of the challenges that we face as operators, I face as an operator, is I can't be an expert at everything. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes we're faced with, if we're not the owner, or if we are the owner, a lot of times we have a great vision or somebody's given us a vision of what they want delivered. Mm-hmm. But that's for the whole community, for the operations, for the marketing. And as experienced operators, we have some products, we know some things that work, we know our clientele, but there's so much change that's occurring in the design world, in the products that are being delivered, and the products that are being delivered specifically geared towards a frail person, an older person, an active adult, and product lines for that, that it's hard for us as operators to stay up on all of those products, on the trends in design with everything else that we've got going on. So from the partnership standpoint with a design company, specifically a design company that has experience and makes it a concerted effort to be involved strategically in the senior housing space, it is critical for us. I can't tell you some of the horror stories I've had with partnering with an excellent design firm, but a design firm that maybe wasn't experienced and didn't have an emphasis in the senior housing space. I had to spend a majority of my time just upping them on who's our client, you know, what's their frailty, what are some of the operational challenges that we have. Whereas if you have a partner that has already been there, done that, that understands the industry, that understands the client, it helps the process to go so much more efficiently. It allows the operator to do what we do best and to keep everything moving forward on an operational marketing side, and allow the designers, then the construction teams, to do what they do best.
It's a huge time saver, and I think that people don't factor in the cost of time realistically. They think, we're just going to acquire this property in 30 days, we'll hit the ground running, we'll get a contractor, we'll do whatever. And then if you just don't get those boxes checked in the right kind of order, that time loss is going to cost you, and it's just going to extend out your ROI on that. And so a way to really kind of kick that up is, on the front end, get your team in place. Let's, you know, you could even build some standards so that it's even more plug and play.
Or your designer can build those standards for you.
Exactly.
If you can communicate with them what you need, that's
exactly.
As us as professionals specializing in this space.
Sure.
To be able to say, tell me what your end goal is, and I'm the professional who will help you get to that, what that spec needs to be. Because if we don't spec it right based on what you need operationally, then you're not going to bid it right. And then everyone's going to be out time. So it's putting the team in place, the you know, the right team in place, and communicating on the front end so we're not wasting time and money on the back end.
Exactly. Perfect. So speaking of time, we've got a couple more questions to run through here before we bust out to other meetings. So talk about design. And there's one thing to say, I have a vision and I want things to look like this, but that may not necessarily work for the marketing and the saleability of the actual community. So there's a delicate balance. What would be your advice to operators and owners to help kind of find that delicate balance of branding and design and something that looks appealing but is also functional and marketable and sellable?
Right. So that's our biggest challenge in this space is there's a form and function part of the project, right? And we all know that there are needs that are specific to end users need. But there is the design part. That adult child needs to walk into that space and say, this is a beautiful community. I could see, my parents here. So it is a delicate balance. But it's that experience as a professional in the space to know what those correct specs are, to know how far we can take the design, understanding what budgets are, understanding what our target market is. And I think the biggest thing that we try to relay to our clients is it's that customability of where that space is and giving a custom design based on what community that we are in. That's the saleability, right? It's not the cookie cutter. It looks just like the building down the street. We all know that this market is booming, and you've got communities going up all over the place. How are we going to be the differentiator? How are we going to make this community different? So we are putting that into play. But again, this has to serve those who are in this space and who are living here. So we want to design a beautiful building. We want people to walk in and be wowed by the design. But we also want to make sure that in the long run, it's serving those who live there.
Excellent, excellent. I think that's a difficult balance to run. And then when you bring in the B word, budget.
Banco?
Yep, Banco. Oh, Banco. There we go. Yep. Right. Yeah. So Banco can help with the budget. Last question. Josh, why don't you wrap us up here just on kind of bring us home on design.
Yeah. Well, so I would like to know from your perspective what you're seeing as trends in design. Because, you know, what I'm sensing right now as an operator, I think a lot of the discussion I've already had here at NIC is how the demographic that we're serving is, we're already seeing a change. We're seeing a change in what people can afford. We're seeing a change in what people prefer. We're seeing a change also, something that you touched on, and that the cookie cutter, this is a community, and you can go into any community, and it all has the same amenity package. It all kind of has the same colors. That seems to be radically changing, and people are just beginning to focus on this next generation of senior housing. What is the next generation of senior housing going to be focused on? And so from your perspective on the design, what are you seeing? What conversations are you having? And what do you believe is the forward thinking? If we're not thinking about it, we should be thinking about it.
Right. So we get this question a lot from our clients and honestly, internally as designers. And I think that the biggest trend that we're seeing is that customization. It's in the amenities, which that's no new news, right, that we've got to make these spaces extra special. But what does the community want as amenities? It doesn't have to be the same demo kitchen everywhere. It doesn't have to be the same fitness space everywhere. What is going to feed the community that is around, that's going to be our target market? And let's customize that community to serve those amenities properly. And that's where the right team in place is really going to make the most sense and bring the most impact.
So, and that takes time. It takes effort. It takes time in selecting the right team. It takes time on all of our parts as the team to invest resources, boots on the ground, understanding the community you're moving into and building your community. So that's super exciting. Talk to me a little bit, because there's a lot of, are you hearing any discussion about, as we're talking about next generation senior housing, this intergenerational space? Is
Absolutely.
That a topic that's coming up?
It's a buzzword. It's happening. And I think that ties into a more sophisticated resident. And our goal is to get residents signed on in these communities earlier, so that they're not in an acuity that's much later, right? So part of that is they're still on iPads. They want to hang out with the grandkids and play Wii. So designing for that. These are not card rooms anymore. They're up. They're out. They're moving. There's more tech that's driven through that, and that ties in that intergenerational sort of design component. It's how can we keep them moving? How can we keep them connected? And a lot of that is connecting with their families at all different ages. So absolutely. But it's not necessarily a room. It's how can we do that throughout the community? So yes, we are seeing that tech, intergenerational, and more open spaces to be able to provide for that.
Awesome. Well, I know design is a hot topic. This is not going to be our only podcast on this, because we could dive in and just even focus in on just memory care, just IL, just AL, really skilled. And so we'll definitely have Melissa back to talk about those things. So we don't want the conversation to end just here while you're listening to this, while you're running or commuting or whatever you may be doing. You're multitasking, doing a little passive listening, taking notes along the way. We want you to come online with us. Make sure that you connect with us on our Instagram page, on our Facebook page, on our LinkedIn page. Engage with us. If you have questions for Josh or Melissa or for myself, about design, construction, how these things get balanced together, please engage with us. We promise that we'll engage back with you. And we're so thankful that you're listening. And please like us and share us and give us a rating here on iTunes or Spotify. And make sure that you listen in and tune in to another episode of Bridge the Gap podcast.